Today's grammar point is ことがある。
Now, this is a phrase used to indicate that there are occasions when one does something or something happens. Okay? Now, please note, in this case, we're using the non-past plain form. And please don't confuse this with I have done something. I've had that experience.
そうですね。
Which is past plain plus ことがある。But for now, let's just take a look at the first one we talked about.The non-past plain plus ことがある, which talks about occasions when someone does something or something happens. Naomi 先生お願いします。
見る is to see. 見ることがある。
There are times when one sees.
For example, 映画を見ることがある。
So, I sometimes watch movies is how we would translate it. But literally, there are times, there are occasions when I watch movies. We also have?
話すことがある。
There are times when one talks. How about a sample sentence?
大きい声で話すことがある。
Sometimes I talk in a loud voice. Sometimes I scream. And again, there are occasions when I talk in a big voice. But again, we simplify this by saying sometimes.
そうですね。And you should be careful that you cannot use the polite form before ことがある。
Yes, always the plain.
そうですね。見ますことがある。But you can't say that.
So remember, the final verb of the sentence decides the politeness level. Okay, now, we touched on this earlier, and we don't want to confuse you too much, but some of you may have been exposed to the grammatical structure for I have something, I have been to Japan, which is?
日本に行ったことがある。
And before the ことがある, we have a verb in the plain past. Now, this means I have experienced something. This can cause some confusion, so we're going to clarify it all in the next lesson, butFor now, we're covering, remember, the plain non-past form of a verb plus ことがある。見ることがある。I sometimes see. 食べることがある。I sometimes eat. Or there are times when one eats.
I think it's covered in a PDF, but other verbs of frequency are often used with this grammar. Like, 時々見ることがある。時々映画を見ることがある。たまに映画を見ることがある。よく映画を見ることがある。